The full benefits package, including medical, dental, vision, matching 401k, vacation, and sick time. Come grow with Alcogen. To apply, please call 620-767-5119.
Emporia Public Schools is hiring a variety of positions, including head custodian, HR admin assistant, business and human resources clerk, and maintenance. For additional information and to apply, usd253.org/career opportunities. USD253 is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE live and local into a Wednesday morning. Cloud cover, 58 degrees. It is 8:37.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line for our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning by Aaron Blocker. We mentioned Aaron Blocker, and you think, I think, of LEAP. Yeah, Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention. And Aaron's in to talk about a new dementia support group that is going to be starting soon. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this. Something new, huh? Tell us about the Flint Hills Dementia Support Group.
Yes, so I'm really excited about this. LEAP at ESU is teaming up with Angels Care Home Health and Sunflower Care Homes. And together, this kind of three-headed monster, we are starting a support group, which is much needed in the area for anyone, any caregivers who are caring for a loved one who has dementia, really of any sort. So it does not have to be Alzheimer's-specific, any neurodegenerative disease. We are going to have monthly support group meetings and really have a lot planned. So our first meeting is going to be next Tuesday, the 31st, at 5 p.m., and we have a space downtown that we're going to utilize at 518 Commercial. But between the three of us, we have a lot of different experience working with dementia patients, with caregivers, with individuals who are concerned for their own risks, which is probably where LEAP fits in. But we're really excited to be able to provide this service to our Flint Hills residents.
You mentioned at the top, Aaron, the need is there. How big of a need is there here locally that you've been able to identify?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know just the individuals who are in assisted living or memory care clinics, but there are so many people who are providing care in home to their loved ones, a husband, a wife, a parent, and it is so important that those caregivers receive the support and the care that they need as well, because we know over time that's a big burden on somebody. It's definitely an act of love and something that's much needed for the patient. But it's vital that caregivers take care of themselves as well, so that they can maintain their health long term.
Well, yeah, and we've touched on this before in the past with Alzheimer's, specifically Alzheimer's support, and there has been some of that going on for a number of years here. But dementia of all sorts seems to be getting more, I guess, relevant here locally as far as numbers go. So I would assume that, the need is there. So what kind of support offerings, might people find when they participate and get to one of these meetings, Aaron?
Right. So like I said, we all, Robin and Ashley and myself, will be leading the support groups, and we have a lot of different things planned. We also want to make sure that we're addressing the needs of the individuals who attend the session. So our first session, we'll do a lot of meet and greet. We'll kind of get to know the people and what they need, what they feel like, why do you want the support? What kind of support can we provide to you? Sometimes, honestly, people need the support group just to get out of the house and just to have some time with others, some socialization. But we do have some specific activities planned throughout the course of the year, plus we don't anticipate ending this support group. So I want to make sure that we deliver some self-care activities for the caregivers. We have talked about having sessions where you can bring your loved one who has dementia with you, and I can provide some physical activity for that individual while Robin or Ashley provide a different outlet for the caregivers themselves. So we really have a lot of different, kind of a holistic caregiving plan, if you will.
It's the support group, Aaron Blocker, and teaming up with Angel Care and also Sunflower Care Homes to start the Flint Hills Dementia Support Group. This will begin next week on the 31st, 5 p.m. at 518 Commercial. Do people need to register, Aaron?
They sure don't. We do have, all three of us have kind of blasted the information out on Facebook. So I know that Ashley McElvain at Sunflower Care Homes has actually posted the event on Facebook, and people have started responding to that. So they sure are welcome to respond to that or to send any of us a message or get in touch with us and ask questions. But registration is not necessary. The more the merrier. We plan to have some drinks and some healthy snacks there. And, hope we get a really good turnout.
And no cost to this?
No cost at all. Yeah. Totally free to the community. Between funding from the United Way of the Flint Hills that I receive and funding that the other organizations receive, we want to provide this free to everyone.
Well, thanks for all you're doing. Obviously, there is a big need for this and an important need. As you mentioned, Aaron, it is it's done with love, but it can be quite a burden over time that the amount of hours and support that they have to give for those suffering from dementia. So, and this you said you're looking at a monthly group gathering then, Aaron?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So we're looking at basically the last Tuesday of every month.
Well, hey, keep us posted on the whens and wheres, and we'd be happy to get the information out, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome to join us on the air anytime here, Aaron, okay?
I always love doing it.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
All right. Aaron Blocker with the LEAP program. That's Lifestyle Empowerment for Alzheimer's Prevention. But teaming up with the Angel Care and also Sunflower Care Homes to start the Flint Hills Dementia Support Group. And again, they'll be meeting for the first time coming up on the 31st, next Tuesday, 5 p.m. at 518 Commercial. KBOE Live and Local, it is 844, 58 degrees. Good morning. Bruff Sports Bar and Grill has immediate openings for line cooks. Pay starts at $12 an hour. No experience necessary. Bruff's will train you. Bruff's offers flexible schedules that will work around school and life. Lunch and or dinner shifts.